Hello, friends and folks, and welcome to a Scanline Presents. A Scanline Talks, a Scanline Presentation presented for the first time in THX. I'm Six Detmar.
I'm Kyrie Page.
And we're occupying the same dimension right now.
This is so... It's like I could reach out and touch Six, but
it would be inappropriate.
It would be rude. You know? I would have to say, Six, is it okay if I touch your shoulder right now?
No.
Okay. You see, I respect that.
I mean, listen, if I'm being a butt and you need to convince me I'm wrong about a character, you can touch my shoulder.
Okay.
But not recreationally.
Okay, great. Okay, good. We have laid out the ground rules.
Those are interpersonal ground rules, but for you listening at home, we are here.
I think I should start with...
Yes, please.
Okay, so a couple of days ago, I was talking to some friends on another server, and I decided I'm going to try and come up with the percentage of Gokus that exist in Dragon Ball FighterZ. And it's in its last version, it just got that big patch. My math was shaky.
I mean, the problem is, if I may be so bold, I was the person who originally objected. And the reason I objected is I've seen a lot of versions of this math, and I would say the problem was that you were combining different mathematical styles.
Yeah, that was kind of my issue. I didn't do so well in math in high school, or college, or in my life at any point. But I decided to take this on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we're here to figure out, by a certain logic, how many Gokus there are in Dragon Ball FighterZ. We're going to start off, we're going to warm up, test our methods.
Yes.
On the Prince of All Saiyans.
Prince of All Saiyans. Because I think, I'm pretty sure, just by looking at the roster available in FighterZ, I think Vegeta is the second most represented character there. Third is probably Gohan.
Yeah.
But we can't get into Gohan. But I think real quick, we are going to figure out how many Vegeta are in there. And we'll come up with the percentages later. We're going to come up with a number first.
You've established an interesting question already.
Yes.
Is the plural of Vegeta, Vegeta?
There are many Vegeta. There are many Vegetai? No.
It could be Vegetae, like Vegeta.
A-E. Uh-huh, Vegetae.
Or Vegetas, or it could be like Vegetes.
There are many, many of those.
I am partial to Vegetes.
Vegetes.
How many Vegetes we got in here?
How many Vegetes? Hey! Hey, yo, slick my hair back. I'm looking for all the Vegetes. Let's say Vegeta is the plural of Vegeta.
Okay. We are looking for the quantity of Vegeta in Dragon Ball FighterZ playable roster. That means if you cannot control a Vegeta, they do not count.
Right.
And this will be the same rule we use for Goku, which means we're testing this rule and seeing how well it works.
Exactly.
Now, the other thing we're counting is we are counting...
Family, we're counting...
So the math is such that we are saying if that your one of your parents would be half of you,
mm-hmm.
and one of your children would be half of you.
Right.
And then fusions include you, so they're one of you.
Well, fusions was the one that's where you presented a really interesting theorem about how fusions should be counted, because I was going about it in a probably the wrong way.
I mean, I think it's a compound being. Right? Mm-hmm. And a compound being, therefore, is you know, it's like a compound word. A compound word is one in presentation, but it's kind of two by effective meaning.
Right.
And so you should count, let's say a fusion of two people, you should count it as being two people. And how many of those people are Vegeta?
Exactly.
So.
So that's the logic we are going with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I say, let's get started.
Okay, so I'm using Dust Loop here,
mm-hmm.
and that means we're going to be using the characters in the order they're on in Dust Loop, which is a baffling order.
Yeah, this is so fucking weird. Like, it's like Master Roshi is in the upper left, and lower right is Kefla,
and the corners are like Frieza and Boo. This doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any fucking sense. Dust Loop Wiki, you are an invaluable service to our cause, to this particular podcast, and... learning tech, but seriously, get your shit together.
They didn't even group the Gohans or Gokus or they didn't group anyone together. What is this?
This is going to be very interesting. Okay. I think what we should do is, just for the sake of our own sanity, maybe write out the list of characters in the game as they appear.
Okay.
So, yeah. And we can do some quick maths. Like, so, okay. If we're going alphabetical order, like, I'm just saying theoretically, Android 16, right, would be the first on the list. And he counts for zero Vegeta.
Right, right. The only reason I'm worried about going alphabetical is I'm worried I'm going to forget someone and we're going to mess up this list, which is why I want to do it like this.
If okay. That's okay. Yeah, that's fine.
So we'll start with Master Roshi.
And Master Roshi is an easy one. He is worth no Vegeta.
He is worth no Vegeta. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Next.
Okay, so immediately we run into the reason that this podcast is happening.
Exactly.
We're talking about
Gogeta. It's not just because we are actually physically in the same place for the first time.
I mean, it's also... We're also nightmare humans. If we were not... If this was not coming up, we probably still would have done this.
Yes, exactly.
So... Gogeta Blue is obviously a fusion, a temporary fusion.
Right.
Of Goku
That's
and Vegeta.
That's the thing. It's like they are temporary. Mm-hmm. And they eventually split back into their own beings.
Right. If for example, when they split back, only one of them was left, if for some That'd reason one of them was absorbed or destroyed, then that would complicate things. But this is actually quite simple. It is just 1 plus 1 equals 2, and you can split it back up into 1 plus 1.
So therefore, Gogeta Blue is equal to 1 Vegeta.
He is equal to 1 Vegeta, however.
However.
He is one Vegeta out of two characters. This is where the math... This is why when we were talking about this, I said, Kyrie, we have to wait. This is where the math gets complicated.
This is where the math gets this fucking is where you weird. Look at we're going to be here for a little while.
This is where you see it. The wiki say, this is the number of playable characters that are in the game, and you say, that's incorrect. That is the number of options you can pick from, but there are more characters than that. Okay. So... Oh, good. It automatically converted it into one. Oh, and then we get an alert. It's great.
Hey, I love the auto. I love the Windows discovery. It's like, nothing to report, ma'am. It's like, okay, sure.
Carry on with your important work.
Carry on with your important work.
Okay.
Next is Base Goku?
Yes.
Okay. Base Goku is worth no Vegeta.
I forgot again, and I was like... But he's worth a Goku. Like,
right, okay, we'll get there.
Okay. My bad.
It's all good.
All right. Ten shit hat. Okay.
The strongest human. Which is not saying much in Dragon Ball Z.
Okay, so...
Who's stronger, Ten Shit Han or Krillin?
I mean, I think by the time of the Tournament of Power, I would say Krillin.
Yeah. Yeah, that tracks.
I mean...
Did Tien Shin Han even get to the Tournament of Power?
I think he did, but most of his fights were, like, team-up stuff. You know, I guess it's actually... I think that's the one where they're like, oh, and I've been working on my multi-form technique, and it's stronger. And so maybe... I still feel like it's Krillin, but... It's a hard joke.
Also, I realized Tien Shin Han right now, that's worth 0 out of 2. Because he can summon Chiaotzu.
He sure can.
Even if it's for only a couple of seconds.
Well, he can do the special version too. So you can cumulatively, you can do it for a lot of time.
That's right.
The super is only one.
Right,
but,
right.
You know.
Yeah, so there's Chiaotzu where this math gets complicated.
Oh, you have not, the math has not begun to get complicated.
Oh boy.
Okay, so next up we have Yamcha.
Yamcha is worth 0 Vegeta.
Out of?
1.
Agreed.
Because he doesn't work with anybody else in the game.
Well, okay, here's a question.
Are you counting Cybermen?
Well, he can't summon them.
We'll get that.
We will have that conversation. I actually had another question that just occurred. Oh no. Okay. We talked about Base Goku.
Yes.
He has a move called the Spirit Bomb, where he's calling upon the power.
No. That's calling upon the power, okay, but not, okay, like, the people.
Okay. We just had to address the issue. Okay, that was the justified shoulder.
Just,
I understand.
Yeah.
I'm going too far. Okay, good. Okay, next, Krillin.
Krillin can't summon anyone. Although, we will talk about Krillin again when we get to Android 18.
We will. But
right now, as of right now, we're 0 out of 1.
Agreed.
Vegeta.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and close this extra tab that I keep between. God damn it, I closed two tabs.
Control. This is
a problem with touchpads on laptops. They're a plague upon humanity. They should be destroyed.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, we can just begin the next discussion, which is Super Saiyan Goku.
Super Saiyan
Son Goku.
Son Goku.
That's just 1 out of 1, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Vegeta, anyway.
Oh, right. God, I keep forgetting.
We'll get to the Goku.
You're my rock here. You're keeping me honest.
I try.
He's 0 out of 1 Vegetas. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Now.
Frieza.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
What's the thing? Frieza has an install.
Frieza has an install where he goes Golden Frieza. That's still Frieza. He's not fusing with
anyone. No. Yeah, that's not...
However, when it ends, if you hold down 2 buttons...
Right.
A Frieza Force commander by the name of Blueberry shows up and shoots a ray gun.
In my years of playing Dragon Ball, I have not realized this.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody uses it.
Yeah, I mean, it costs 1 bar. It's... No one does it. But that is... He is 0 of 2.
He's 0 of 2. Yeah. No, that's true. See, this is why we're getting the number stuff like out of the way, mostly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're going to run into some problems at some point. Next is...
Kid Buu.
That's 0 out of 1.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time for things to get fun again.
Oh, yeah?
Captain Ginyu.
Okay, how many members of the Ginyu Force are there?
I believe there are, okay.
I think there are
five including him, right?
Five including him, because there's Goldo, Birder,
Jason Raccoon.
Yeah, 4.
Okay. Does he do anything else that summons anyone else? Let's see, his supers he's got the which he can charge up.
Right.
He's got body change. And then now they added the one where he does all the Ginyu Force together.
Well, he's always had the Ginyu Force summonable.
Right, but he's got a super that uses them now.
Sure.
But it just uses the pre-existing animations. It doesn't add new people. He is 0 out of 5.
Right. This was the point that you brought up, I think, in our Discord call.
And this is a thing I didn't bring up at the time, but in the meantime, I have resolved. Obviously, if he were to body swap with Vegeta, he would then be 1 out of 5, but then Vegeta would be 0 out of 5. So it works out. It's the law of conservation of Vegeta.
Yeah, well, conservation of Vegeta. Yeah, exactly. I figured body swap was not a factor. Nappa.
Okay.
Nappa's a problem. I think... Okay.
Originally, base game, I would have said he's 0 of 2.
Okay.
Because he summons Cybermen, but they all look the same. So you could have assumed that he was just summoning the same Cybermen. They changed the color for different strengths.
How many... So there's 3 strengths,
There are 3 strengths.
So he's 0 out of 4? Wait, he's not related to Vegeta.
Well, but...
He's his bodyguard.
Here is where it gets trickier.
Okay.
Have you watched Dragon Ball Abridged?
Yes.
Do you remember when he summoned Cybermen?
It's been a... I was in...
He names all of them. And he names one of them Vegeta Jr.
Non-canon. Don't count.
Okay.
I'm not going to do the shoulder touch.
I had to do it. This is what we're here to do.
Right.
This is the deep lore.
Right. But I'm not going to let you infect it with, because we'd have to deal with Ghost Nappa. We'd have to deal...
We wouldn't have to deal with Vegeta Jr., the Cell Jr., because there is also a Cell Jr. named Vegito Jr., but Cell does not summon the Cell Juniors in any of his moves. So.
No.
But that doesn't matter, because we're on to base Vegeta.
That's a 1 out of 1, baby.
That's a Vegeta.
That's a pure Vegeta. No Super Saiyan, no Super Saiyan God Super Saiyan. It is just base Vegeta.
And he doesn't summon anyone for shit. You know, Vegeta doesn't need anybody.
No.
Vegeta doesn't need a man.
Yeah. Except sometimes he wants Goku.
Well,
let's be real.
Yeah,
okay. In some of the fanfiction.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Super Broly.
Super Broly, that is 0 out of 1. He does not summon anybody. He is, again, a Saiyan alone.
Now, it is interesting to note, and I'm not arguing against you, I agree with you, it's 0 out of 1. Mm-hmm. It is interesting to note that, of course, gosh, what's her name? I always forget her name.
Oh, fuck. What is her name?
The Lady Pirate from the Super movie.
I think it starts with a P. I don't know.
I don't remember. But she
you
is...
You may not... If you've seen the movie, you know
who yeah, we're talking about. Yeah, you know who we're talking about. Mm-hmm. She is in his dramatic finish, and her model was created for that purpose. So if you think about it, her model was created for the sake of him, but she is not implicated in any of its actions. So.
No. None and of his we have... I think one of the things we established was, like, summons during dramatic finishes don't necessarily
right because they're not part of a move.
They're not part of a move.
You have to be able to in some way control them or cause them to do things for them to be counted as a character on the roster.
Exactly. So Super Broly
0-1.
0-1.
Okay. Oh, we're gonna have to do it this early.
Okay, so this is where the conversation gets weird. We're talking about Super Baby 2.
Fuck.
And there's like
fuck!
I'm glad we're doing this in, like, the same room, Six, because you just made an incredible face.
See, okay. So, first of all.
Okay.
Super Baby 2
he
is...
stole Vegeta's body, right?
Yes. So, he is, on its value, he is a 1 out of 1 Vegeta.
Okay.
However. He has a move where he commands his parasite, which causes whoever he last KO'd, or whoever was last KO'd on the enemy team, to do an action for him.
But it's like the Ginyu body swap thing. It's like, it's a neutral action.
Oh, that's a good point. It's the conservation. Oh, thank
conservation.
You.
Conservation.
Thank you. Oh my god.
Were you worried about this, like, all
I was
week?
I was worried about Super Baby 2 being 1 out of 42 or something.
No, conservation. If we're going to apply the conservation.
Oh, god.
You're welcome. If we're going to apply the conservation of Vegeta to this problem.
Thank God for conservationism.
We could, however, argue that the parasite itself is a character. So, therefore.
Well, how does the. Do you know GT lore well enough?
No, I do not. Like, well.
I think we should count the parasite as a character and make it 1 out of 2.
Yes, because here's the thing. Because it's always, like, controlling the last character. Mm-hmm. And you're not controlling the character itself because of the conservation of Vegeta or whatever. Mm. But you are controlling the parasite, basically.
Well, but actually this brings... Mm, but it's an organic body that right. is controlling... Okay, I was going to say this brings up a problem with, like, Goku Black, but it does not. Because Goku Black is not controlled via an additional organic body.
No,
we have no trouble there.
We will get to Goku Black.
We will get to Goku Black. Okay. That brings us to GT Goku.
GT Goku is 0 out of 1, I think.
Yes, I think that's true, because he does, of course, have a Super Saiyan 4 Goku form, but that is still the same person.
Still
he's just it's just like his... It's like Super Saiyan Goku's level 3, where he transforms into SSJ3.
Yeah. It's just a different form.
Yes, so that is 0 out of 1 for Vegeta's.
For sure.
For Vegeta's.
Android 17
is okay.
So playable Android 17 is 0 out of 1 because I don't think he summons anybody else.
No, he's a solo player.
He's a solo.
Okay.
Solo guy.
All right. See, this is going so smoothly.
Yeah, we're getting the hard part out of the way.
Mm-hmm, we really are.
Mm.
Okay, Bardock.
Bardock.
Now
they made a movie about him.
They did. Now, here's the thing.
Is he related to the Vegeta line?
Well, they talk about him a lot as being a lower class warrior, so I think he is not.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you know, there have been some revisions of canon around this, but in the most recent version of the canon, with the Super Broly movie,
mm-hmm.
he is shown to have no relation whatsoever to the Vegeta line.
Right.
So it is a clean 0 out of 1, in my opinion.
Yeah. We're still going. I don't want to lose.
This is really important stuff.
This
we
is
can't,
really
we can't afford to lose this document.
Can't afford to lose this.
Okay.
I'm having fun.
All right. So next up, we have...
Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan Goku.
Yeah, Blue Ku if you're feeling nasty.
Blue Ku if you're nasty.
Goku Blue does not summon anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Goku Blue is not a fusion.
Nope.
Goku Blue is a 0 out of 1 Vegeta.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Clean and simple. That brings us to Gohan.
Gohan doesn't summon anybody. Wait.
No, this is adult Gohan.
Adult Gohan.
Adult
right.
Gohan.
Right.
Sorry. That I should have clarified.
Yeah. Adult Gohan.
Adult Gohan has no summons. He has no... I mean, he's just out there flexing.
Exactly.
So quite I think literally. That's
yeah. when he goes Essence of a Super Saiyan, he's mm-hmm. flexing.
That's a clean 0-1, right? Mm-hmm. Cool. Trunks.
So this is where it gets interesting.
Yes, this is where we get into the children part of it.
Yes, because it is future Trunks
mm-hmm.
in this particular case. I think he is worth 0.5
of because of our established rule about half of your parent counting.
Yes.
Okay, the child clause, if you will.
The child clause. So Trunks is 0.5 out of 1.
Vegeta, that makes sense to mm-hmm. me. Okay. Vegeta.
Super Saiyan Vegeta.
As ever, Vegeta, no assists. No gimmicks. This ain't no trick, brother. This is just, you know, I'll stop when you're reduced to ashes.
Mm-hmm.
1 out of 1.
1 out of 1, yeah.
I forgot to put the SSJ. I'm gonna confuse people. Yeah. And people are me, I'm bitches. all right, that brings us to Cell.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yep.
Cell's a problem.
I am so glad I anticipated all the stumbling blocks and you did not.
Cell. Okay. So, Cell has the DNA of Vegeta, right?
Yeah. Who else's DNA does he have?
He has Goku's DNA.
Uh-huh.
And Trunks, right?
He doesn't have Trunks.
Right, because Trunks came from the future. And right. Cell is a creation...
For the folks at home, I'm keeping a tally on my fingers. I know the answer to this. I'm just waiting for Kiryu to get there.
Oh my god. Who else is in there? I don't know. I'm trying to think. It's the two Saiyans. He has the androids. He's in perfect Cell mode. Because he's taken
that's a
on...
good. I forgot about that. That's
yeah,
a good
he's
point.
In perfect
okay,
Cell.
That brings us up to 4.
Because he has absorbed 17 and 18.
I'm going to give you a hint.
Mm.
I'm going to use a second hand.
Okay.
We're only at one hand right now.
Oh, no. He's absorbed a lot of people.
A lot of people. Now, but can't count people who aren't fighters. That's not fair.
That's not fair.
And also mathematically impossible because we can't count West City. That's just...
Yeah, that's like all of West City. And that's untenable.
Mm-hmm. So... We admit that any of these processes are going to be flawed.
Right.
But who else?
Who else is in there? Well,
what does, you know, he's hard to kill. Why is that?
He has regenerative cells.
Who's he get that from?
Who does he get that from? I'm blanking. It's
Piccolo.
That's right.
We're up to 5.
We're up to 5. We're going to, yeah. He gets it from Piccolo. That's why he's able to do the arm thing. And also why he's able to regenerate after being blown to smithereens
yes.
by Goku.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
At one point, when he's in Perfect Cell, he's being chased. And he escapes by using Solar Flare. Who did he get that from?
Tien Shin Han.
Krillin, actually.
Oh, Krillin.
That one's from Krillin. But...
But he copied that ability. That's the thing. He can copy abilities.
He can use abilities that he's learned... From people he's copied, I believe. I mean, they do say he's got the... Cutting to the chase, he said he's got the DNA of all the world's strongest fighters, and what they explain is that is the people we've listed so far, plus one more. He also has Tien Shin Han. He has 7. There are 7 consummate parts of him. So, one of those is Vegeta. He is 1/7 fractionally... So we need to bust out the calculator.
Okay,
period.
Hold on. Okay.
You're going to need to divide 1 by 7, and then we will put that number over 1.
Okay. So.
Perfect Cell.
So what's our math here?
1 divided by 7.
That gives us 0.14285. 57147. Let's round. Let's
no.
For,
no.
Round it?
No, we're not rounding.
Oh, okay. So, point.
We're honest around here, Kyrian.
Yes, we are. So,
I got it. I got it.
You got it all?
Out of one.
Out of one. Okay. Yes. And we are counting the essences because they absent.
It's a parenthood situation. It's the same situation.
Yeah, same idea.
Okay.
Okay. That's perfect, Sal.
Great. That might have been the hardest one. So that's the good news.
That's the good news.
I'm so happy you didn't anticipate that might be the hardest one.
I did not anticipate perfect Sal.
Android 18.
Android 18 can summon two people, technically.
She can.
Yes.
But she can only summon Krillin when Krillin's already on her team and alive.
Conservation of
Krillin. Conservation.
Conservation. Yep, you're right. I thought I had you.
So that's just 0 out of 2.
0 out of 2 because she can summon Android 17 or Krillin.
Now.
But conservation of Krillin.
Mm-hmm. Now, that is unless.
Unless.
Unless. When she broke his arm, she absorbed a little bit of him. I'm not. I just wanted to bring up the fact that she broke his arm.
Yeah, got a little bit of sweat, so we're gonna determine.
She
the
did
sweat.
Kind of fucking rock him.
Yeah, it was fucking dope.
It's one of the best shots in the whole series.
My favorite shot of hers is when Vegeta is like, I think his arm is shattered at this point, mm-hmm. and is stepping up to Android 18, and she just boom, shoves him into the cliff.
Very good.
It's so funny.
We got another android on our hands.
Mm-hmm.
We got 16.
16. Good old Android 16. He has data for fighters, but doesn't have their essence.
Right, right. So, he's just got like battle patterns.
He's so just
He's a 0-1.
He's a 0-1, yeah.
Now, that brings us to Android 21. Now.
Okay.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
This is, as you will note, you look at Android 21.
Right.
As the playable form, what color are her eyes?
Her playable form is black with red, isn't it?
No.
What are they?
They're white with blue. Black with red is Majin 21 from the story mode.
Oh.
Majin 21 has eaten a lot of people and would make our math very complicated, but the playable 21 is the nice 21.
Right.
So our math is easy.
So is she just...
She's just 0-1.
She's just 0-1?
She's just 0-1.
Right.
It's not as scary as you think.
Oh, God, I was worried about that for a second there. Okay. Z Broly.
Z Broly.
From the classic OVAs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Z Broly doesn't summon anybody.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
I was wondering if Bio Broly would make things complicated, but we don't have to worry about that.
We don't have to worry about Bio Broly. God, what if we covered Bio Broly? That's a whole different thing.
That's a whole thing.
That's a whole thing.
All right.
Cooler. Cooler. Hey, did you hear about Frieza's brother?
I heard he's cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah, no summons, no nothing, just a straight 0-1.
Mm-hmm.
Love it when they make it easy for us.
Yeah. Janemba.
Okay. Janemba.
Janemba.
Now.
Oh, God, I saw this movie in theaters recently. So I think in the lead up to Super Broly, they started putting some of the old OVAs in theaters when those were a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched that movie and I'm trying to remember.
What did they say about Janemba's origin?
What did they say about Janemba's origin?
As I recall, they say that Janemba is a congregation of evil souls. So you're going to need to pull up the wiki on this one.
Oh, no.
I think the math might get complicated. Well, no. Actually, you know what? No, you're good. They don't ever unfuse. He's one being now.
Yeah. He was, oh, God.
Dodged a bullet. Dodged a bullet
for Janemba. Oh, God. Because if we looked at all... All evil beings. I think it's like he absorbs them and he creates it's a permanent fusion.
Yeah.
And that's like something that's important. That's kind of like what makes...
Oh, and fusion. That also would have made Majin 21 not a problem because that's also a permanent fusion. That's
right,
true.
Right,
she
right.
doesn't... It's not a parenthood situation. She just absorbs their power. So actually...
Now, would it make Cell any different?
No.
Because Cell has the essence and it's a permanent thing.
Ultra Instinct Goku.
Gang, gang, gang.
It's a fucking good theme.
Such a good theme.
Both of them. Both of the gong, 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 and also the dun, 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 dun. Yes. Because of that, shout outs to Lythero. Because of that, every time I now think of the auto combo trait, there it is! So,
yeah.
That's a classic.
That's a classic. 0 out of 1.
0 out of 1. I already typed it before we said because I got ahead of myself.
It's just Goku.
It's just Goku. Videl. You know, it's devil spelled backwards.
What?
I know. Or no, it's mixed up. It's not really spelled backwards.
Well, maybe if you took like the Japanese pronunciation of devil. Well, Japanese pronunciation of devil has like 3 characters.
Yeah, it's.
And Videl has 2.
Yeah,
so
it's not.
We thought we were being clever. Listen.
Oh, we think we smart.
We smart.
I mean, we did do the math on Perfect Cell. We did get 0.142857149, so we are pretty smart, actually.
Yes, exactly.
That's clearly the lesson here. But Videl does have, she does have a summon.
She summons Gohan, adult Gohan.
Mm-hmm. Which makes her...
0 out of 2.
0 out of 2 for Vegeta here.
No relation to Vegeta.
All right. That brings us to... Vegito Blue.
I think we established earlier that fusions are two beings mm-hmm. that become one, but on a temporary basis. They're still two.
So the personhood is still maintained, so it is one of two, right?
Yep.
Okay. Listen, we're just cruising now. This is just nothing.
This is going to make the Goku stuff so much easier.
Oh, no. I just thought of something. No, actually. Okay.
What? Mm. Well... Fellow mathematician, what's up?
We might have forgotten someone on Cell.
Who'd we forget?
Gohan. I think Gohan might be in there.
No, I don't think he has Gohan's, like, essence.
Does he not?
No, he doesn't absorb Gohan's essence. Like, that's part of the reason
why Gohan
could beat him.
Okay.
It's because he's one, like... Cell has absorbed all the strongest fighters.
But at that point, he's not really considered... Yeah, okay.
He has not considered Gohan at that point.
That makes sense.
Like, I don't think Dr. Gerot considered Gohan.
Okay. Well, then, no problem.
Dodge another bullet.
Yes. It brings us to Vegeta Blue.
Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan.
I've been inconsistent with my terminology here. I should up my game. But that's a Vegeta right there.
Yeah, that's just pure Vegeta.
Oh, I forgot one of the S's. It's just Saiyan God Super Saiyan.
Saiyan God Super Saiyan.
I'm just saying. God Super Saiyan.
God Super Saiyan?
Right. Gotenks?
Gotenks is... Okay. So, we have Young Trunks in
mm-hmm.
there,
mm-hmm.
which we establish as 0.5, and I think that's going to stay true because he is fusing with Goten.
Yes. Oh. So that brings us to Gotenks is 0.5 out of 2.
Mm-hmm. He summons those ghosts, though.
But those ghosts are still just him.
Yeah.
He is splitting off parts of his spirit, and they come back.
Right. Okay.
If he was summoning ghosts of other people, this would get real messy.
This would get really messy.
And this is another instance where sometimes when you do his level 3, you got Piccolo in there playing volleyball. But that's if Piccolo's on the team, mm-hmm. and he's alive, conservation of Piccolo's.
Conservation of Piccolo's, yeah.
You can conserve anything, folks.
Yes.
tell your friends at Amazon.
Speaking of, we have Piccolo.
We do have Piccolo.
Piccolo.
Uh-huh. There it is. See, this is great. In person, I get to see, like, Curious just start calmly looking forward, and the eyes dart to the side, like, wait! Oh, shit!
So Piccolo absorbed Nail.
Yes.
And, he also absorbed,
Kami.
Kami, that's right. Kami was a split of Piccolo mm-hmm. already. So the Piccolo that we have in the show, in this game,
mm-hmm.
is Kami's evil mm-hmm. manifest.
Mm-hmm. And he's also born from King Piccolo, and it is possible he is a continuation of King Piccolo. It is implied that at times, none of this matters because it's a permanent fusion. He's 0 of 1.
Oh, okay. Okay, conservation of Nail, I guess. But see, you're getting all the Dragon Ball. Yeah. You're drawing it out of me. I watched most of this show with Jen, and it was like, I can remember these things, even though I have the memory of a goldfish. So now we have Teen Gohan.
Yes.
Gohan Teen. He summons the ghost of Goku for his super, for his level 3.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that. He does.
Yeah, and we're counting playable Gokus. You are, Goku is assisting Gohan, and you, the player, have to be the one that chooses to have that happen.
What happens if you already have Goku on your team and you do that move? Does it change? I don't think
it doesn't. It doesn't change. You always get the spirit of Goku.
You are creating a Goku in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Goku is being born from the ether. Team Gohan 0 of 2.
Yeah, he's 0 of 2.
I did not expect this.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Even I can be surprised, folks.
Yes.
Okay.
Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta.
Mm-hmm.
Which I have to say, I know we're not talking counting like dramatic finishes and stuff, but isn't it so fucking cool when Super Saiyan God Super Saiyan Gogeta does the Kamehameha against Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta?
I mean, they do it either way. And that's, which is such a cop out. They're chicken shits. They didn't want to decide, like, well,
who would win in the fight or whatever.
Fucking, are you kidding?
Super Saiyan God. I know
we're turning into death battle right now. Death battle.
Screw attack, eat your heart out.
So we'll just keep it chill and wait.
What's the problem?
Wait, oh fuck.
Those are after images.
Those are after images. Oh, you've read my mind and you saved me from myself.
You're welcome. Those are after, like, because I actually watched the clip, Their technique is creating after images.
Okay.
In fact, they like to fuse against Omega Shenron. They need to create after images and then fuse.
Okay, but what about when it's not? What about scrolling way back up? What about Tien Shinhan's multiform technique, which he can do if you hold down the Kikoho and he splits into 4 Tien Shinhans?
That's like part of his spirit. It's the ghost thing.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
It's a temporary thing. It returns him back to Tien Shinhan. Mm-hmm.
Question had to be asked though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, listen. Mm-hmm. We're doing it. We're doing the work that the fucking cowards out there are being like, Gotenks, that's a Goku. You fucking coward. You were afraid of these answers that we're dishing out.
Exactly.
And I'll see you this Sunday. Sunday. In the cave of rage.
Right.
It's my new pay-per-view.
Great.
All right, on to our next one, which is Majin Buu. I was about to call him Kid Buu again.
No.
Majin Buu.
Different form.
I think it's just a 0-1, isn't
it? Yeah, that's 0-1, baby. Because like any absorbing he does is like if he turns somebody into candy and eats them, he's like digesting them and taking their power or whatever.
Mm-hmm. They're not affecting his personality in that way.
Exactly.
Okay.
Beerus. Summer. Well, Beerus is a god.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of if Whis appears in anything but the intro, and I don't think he does.
Whis appears in only the intro.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Like, Beerus is by himself.
Okay, so that's a 0-1.
Yeah, 0-1.
Okay. Okay. Hit. Now.
Okay. Okay.
Hit can stop time.
Mm-hmm.
Hit can move while time is stopped.
Okay.
This means, like, if you were to stop time, a bullet would freeze in the air, right?
Right.
So if that bullet were moved, there would be 2 bullets.
Would there be? Because it's the same bullet being moved.
But it only, I mean, like,
quantumly, like on a quantum level, it's only one thing.
I mean, this is pedantic because the answer is going to be 0-1.
The answer is going to be 0-1.
I wanted to have some fun with it.
We want to have a little bit of fun. I can see the sparkle in Six's eyes.
I just, you know, I wonder if there is an argument by which you could say that beer, that Hit can be considered to exist at his point of origin and his endpoint while time is frozen. But even then, it'd still just be multiform, basically. Same situation, conservation of spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem. But also, even then, it's probably not true because he can use that to dodge. If he can use it to dodge, then that means he wasn't there.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
He's not freezing time. He's stepping outside of time.
Exactly.
Which brings us to Goku Black.
Which will be an interesting discussion when we get to the Goku number.
It will be.
But for now, so here's the thing about Goku Black. Goku Black is Zamasu from the future stealing Goku's body.
Yes.
And also during the game is assisted by Zamasu.
Yes. Now, this, I mean, like, okay, let me think of it this way, right?
Right.
Gotenks is still half a Vegeta, even though Trunks is in the game.
Mm-hmm.
They exist in the same time period. They don't negate each other by their values by that fact.
Right.
So, by that same logic, it's just two people for Goku Black.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a 0-2.
That's a 0-2, baby.
You got the binding black Kamehameha, and you have the holy hand, the holy light grenade, I believe.
Holy light grenade, yeah.
I always want to call it the holy hand grenade for obvious reasons.
But, sure. Who doesn't?
Yeah, I think that one's not that bad.
Yeah.
Fuse Zamasu. Now, this is where...
Is it a permanent fusion?
So this is the argument I make, right?
Okay, I'm listening.
If you listen to Vegito or Gogeta speak,
mm-hmm.
the way they are voice acted is you overlay the two performances.
Mm-hmm.
It is, and you know, it's Goku and Vegeta talking at the same time, producing the effect of them. That is your, and the same for Gotenks, and the same for an upcoming character that we haven't talked about yet.
Right.
That is your indication that a fusion is temporary, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Zamasu obviously does not last long enough to prove either way, but Zamasu has one voice.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with, like, I think it's a permanent thing because it's Zamasu basically fusing with another part of himself.
Yes,
and creating, like, a permanent power upgrade.
Mm-hmm. So he is sort of merging timelines in a way.
Yeah.
And also interesting, you know, there are no moves where he splits or anything, so.
Mm, no. He's by himself.
He does create that big bird thing with his level 3, but I think that's just a cool effect.
Yeah, that's just a cool effect. That's like a personification, not personification, but that's just like something he does with his ki.
Yeah. And at the most, number positive, it is like the ghosts. That's the closest you can do.
Yeah.
Jiren was always alone.
Jiren's alone. Yeah.
He was always alone.
Yeah. Jiren is always alone.
I do not believe in the power of your friendship.
Fucking Jiren.
Jiren's always been alone ever since his friend got captured in Area 51 at the Roswell.
Yeah. That's fucking Toriyama being like, fuck, I need to cash a check. What's this, Roswell Gray? All right, fuck it, man.
The thing is, this is a thing that happens to me with games sometimes, is because of the game, I like Jiren. He's cool in the game. It's the same reason, like, this is turning over to Gundam real quick. The gym,
mm-hmm.
which is the mass-produced Gundam from original Gundam,
right.
is such a little bitch robot. Is such just a little word I shouldn't say, but... And games just really fun, so now I like the gym.
Yeah. I mean, I think Jiren can be cool. It's just a matter of, like, just from pure design, it's like, this, like if you look at the creativeness of, like, Perfect Cell, you look at mm-hmm. Hit, like, Hit is such a fucking cool guy. And it's like, Jiren is the guy that we got, like, Goku's, like, ultimate form with, like...
And it's like they could have done a thing where they gave him, like, they could have done a second Jiren where they did shirtless Jiren as a separate character because he has enough moves. They didn't want to do that because he's so fucking boring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had the fun they could have with him with, like his moves from the anime where he blocks someone and then spins them like a top. That's cool.
That's cool, yeah.
But you can only do that once.
Yeah.
This brings us to our last character.
All right.
It's Kefla.
Kefla. Personal favorite. Point on my team.
Yeah. Complicated math question, isn't it?
A little bit.
Not this time.
She's going to get complicated when we get to the Goku question.
This time it's a simple 0 out of 2.
0 out of 2 because it's Kale and Flap. Not Kale and Flap. Kale and Califa.
Yes. So.
Makes Kefla.
Now.
What are you going to do? Cry to your mama?
Yeah, I've heard that many times.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a lot to say to my characters.
No. So, okay. We will add up Vegeta. Yes. In a little bit.
Yes.
We will do that. I think we're going to save that for the end.
Well, you know what? Let's do it now. Let's test it out.
Okay.
So.
Just to get the number.
Yes.
All right. Oh, hold on. I can't seem to unlock my phone. Okay, here we go.
Okay, so.
All right.
Get ready for the nightmare.
Get out of.
So, I'll write down. You know, let's make this easier. Let's be nice to ourselves. Let's do the bottom number first. So, 1
mm-hmm.
plus 2. Plus 1, plus 2, plus 1, plus 1, plus 1, plus 2, plus 1, plus 5, plus 4, plus 1, plus 1, plus 2.
Oh, hold on. Plus 2, okay.
Plus 1, plus 1, plus 1. This is great podcasting.
Yeah.
Plus 1. Plus 1, plus 1, plus 1, plus 1,
okay.
Plus 2,
plus 2,
plus 1, plus 1, plus 1, plus 1,
you're like absolute psychopaths.
Plus 1, keep going. Plus 1, plus 2, plus 2, plus 1, plus 2,
plus 2, okay.
Plus 1.
Okay.
Plus 2. Plus 2. Plus 1. This is how.
We should have used an Excel spreadsheet.
Plus 1. Plus 1. Plus 2. Plus 1. We're almost there.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 1. Plus.
Can't enter more than 40 operators.
Okay. Where do you leave off?
Plus 2 to plus 1.
Okay. Go ahead and hit enter on that.
Okay. Equals 59.
Plus 1, plus 2, so it's 62.
Okay, so we have 62 total characters.
Mm-hmm.
In 62 total playable characters. We got that squared away.
Okay. And that's going to be true for Goku as well. So that's great.
That's great. We got that.
That number's just here now. It's in our lives.
Yeah.
I'm going to name my kid.
Okay.
Now.
62.
I know. my lucky number is 6,264, so this is actually great for me.
Yeah.
Now, it's time to do this again. Go ahead and hit clear. Because we have to get the other number.
I can only do 40 operators.
I know. Well, it's okay.
We can get rid of all the zeros.
Okay, that makes sense. All right.
Let's get rid of all the zeros.
Okay, so.
So we're just going to go with, like,
right,
ones and stuff.
One.
Okay.
Plus. One. Plus one.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 0.5. 0.5.
Plus 0.5, okay.
Plus 1.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 0.
0.142857 1429. Okay.
With apologies. Plus 1. Plus 1. Plus 0.5, plus 1, equals.
All right, our total, and we'll do the math at the end, we'll do the division and stuff.
Okay.
But it's 8.142857 1429. I'm going to show it.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
3 there. Okay, I think. I got it. Okay.
And we'll run the number,
so,
and we'll get a percentage at the end.
At home you want to jump the gun, if you want to just do the math yourself, I'll say it one more time. It is 8.142857 1429 over 62. Now, we're going to get one more over 62 number here. And it's going to be a more annoying number to find.
Uh-huh. Because we are actually after nearly an hour. This is going to be faster. Because
it's true. It's true.
We've already had the conversations about the...
It mostly is going to be faster.
It's mostly
It will overall probably be faster.
Okay.
Okay. Master Roshi.
Same number.
0-1.
Because we're on the Goku numbers here. Mm-hmm. We're establishing Gokus.
Gogeta.
Gogeta Blue. 0-1-2.
Yes.
Base Goku.
1-2.
That's
2.
1-1.
Mm-hmm.
1-1, you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Tien Shinhan.
0-2.
0-2.
Yeah. See, we're cruising.
Yeah, this is nothing. This is nothing. Yamcha.
Yamcha, 0-1.
Yamcha, 0-1. Krillin.
0-1.
Super Saiyan Goku.
That's 1-1.
That's 1-1. Frieza, 0-2.
0-2.
I was going to give him a bonus Goku, I guess.
Yeah.
Kid Buu.
That's 0-1.
0-1. Captain Ginyu, 0-5.
0-5.
Nappa, 0-4.
0-4.
Base Vegeta, that's 0-1.
0-1, yep.
Super Broly, nah.
Nah, same, 0-1.
Super Baby 2.
We established it's 0-2,
mm-hmm.
And it was like you're controlling the parasite, conservation of Goku's, I guess, in this particular case.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's conservation of Goku's for the assist, and then Baby, Super Baby himself is possessing Vegeta, not
Goku. So he's 0-2.
0-2.
Yeah, this is easy.
This is easy. Yeah, GT Goku, 1-1.
1-1, because that's just Goku, but a child. Why didn't they just make it Goten's Adventures? Okay, GT. It's like just...
Like it's cowardice.
They want to make it like, oh, it's like a kid's show or whatever. It's like, you have the kid right there and you can have him do adventures with his older brother.
It's just the grand tradition of setting up Goku's kids and then stealing the spotlight and giving it back to Goku.
Mm-hmm.
It's a grand tradition.
Grand tradition.
Okay, Android 17, 0-1.
0-1.
Bardock.
Now, in my original math, for some fucked up reason, I went with...
You did. And I'm going to go ahead and repeat the argument I gave to you, which set off this whole chain of events. Now, see. Kyrie.
Uh-huh.
How do you like lemonade?
I love lemonade.
Have you ever made, like, lemonade from concentrate?
Absolutely, when I was a kid.
Yeah, you take, like, that can of, like, Minute Maid concentrated lemonade, and you pour it in, and then you add water, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's a more concentrated... You would say that can is, like, more than its weight in lemonade, right?
I guess, yeah.
It is. It is not... It is still just one lemonade because it expands in the full package, but if you were asking, like, how many cans of lemonade is it, it's more than one can of lemonade.
Right.
That is not how it works with semen.
I can't even look at straight in the eye.
That's not... You don't... I don't listen. Maybe you haven't been told this, Kyrie. But the way you were made was not that your dad jacked off into a can and froze it and then added water. That's not what happened. He didn't make three pitchers of Kyrie out of you.
So that's for our purposes, that is a point. Five
a point 0.5
out of...
Because simplistically, we are deciding that you are half of each of your parents.
Right. And there, but in also by reverse, it's like it required Goku's mother and Bardock to create Goku to be bold.
Mm-hmm.
Point. Like half of, quite literally, fucking half of Bardock's DNA, whatever. Or...
What's her name? I never remember her name.
They don't focus on her in the Super Broly movie. Like, I think she is given a name. I just don't remember.
I know.
She's barely in it, is the problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Much like many of the women in Dragon Ball.
Yeah. A proud tradition. Also, why we're having trouble, even though she... Chi-Lai! We got there.
We got there eventually.
Does not start with a P, unfortunately. Oh. But Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan Goku.
That's a 1-1, baby.
That's a 1-1. Oh.
What's the problem?
Oh.
What, we mess up?
We messed up.
Where? How do we...
You know what? No, this is okay. This is okay. We can salvage this. We haven't done the grand math yet.
We haven't done the grand math yet, no. What's the problem?
The problem is that adult Gohan is not a 1.
What do you mean?
To-chan, Nissan! Ha!
All right, yeah.
Now, he only summons Goku if Goku's on your team. That's conservation. However, he will summon Goten every time. Unless, I think
if Gotenks is on your team, Goten doesn't show up.
That's true. What does that mean then? What does that mean then? We haven't had this problem before.
It may be because it's almost 11:30 and we haven't thought about this. we are nightmare people. But,
Is that conservation?
I think that is conservation.
I guess that's conservation.
Except I think we have to bump up... I think we have to bump up... Adult Gohan to out of three.
No, well, because that's the conservation part. It's conservation works on both ends. It's not more total people still.
Right, because if Goku is on your team...
So it's... Because he's not adding a... Because the fact that if Gotenks is there, Goten does not show up, shows that he is not adding a Goten to the roster.
Right.
So it is still out of one.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Dodged another bullet.
Point 0.5, because he's a kid.
Point 0.5, yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Trunks, 0.
That, 0 out of 1.
Okay. Vegeta, 0.
Out of 0.
Perfect Cell, because you explained the Gohan thing to me, I was worried this math was going to get worse. We can just keep the same hellish number.
Mm-hmm. Same basic principle. Gohan was not even considered by Dr. Gero.
Yeah.
Doesn't have the... That's what his weakness was, like I said.
Yeah.
Should have considered Gohan.
Yeah.
We barely forgot. He almost didn't consider Gohan. Or Goten in this particular case.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, imagine if Perfect Cell had Goten DNA.
Oh, God. That'd be fucked.
What he really should have done is given Perfect Cell Bulma DNA so he could design his own improvements. Mm. That would have been true unstoppable.
Yeah, absolutely.
But anyway, Android 18, 02 again.
02.
16, 01.
01.
21, 01.
Mm-hmm.
Z Broly 01, Cooler 01, Janemba 01. This is great.
Yeah, this is easy.
Ultra
Instinct Goku, that's 1 out of 1.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Videl
is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think... So we had talked about how fusions are two separate people, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So wait. There's... Or two...
But how does fusions play into this?
Well, fusions don't necessarily play into this. I'm just saying that, like, Gohan is his own person.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's like out it's of gonna, 2, right?
Yeah, it's going to be 0.5 out of 2.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's adult Gohan. Thank you, beeping car.
Probably doesn't show up on the mic.
Probably doesn't show up.
Here's a fun fact for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much of Super you've seen. Did you watch Super?
I haven't gotten to Super. I've seen bits and pieces.
So here's an interesting thing. The way they form... Super Saiyan God in the first place is the explanation is, I think, I forget the number, but they're like, we need like 6 Saiyans to pour their power into Goku and he will awaken as a Super Saiyan God.
Right.
And they're one short.
Videl's pregnant during the movie.
And she goes Super Saiyan from the pregnancy. It's wild.
That's pretty fucking wild.
It's kind of sick, and you're like, this is cool, but also what? But also, but also, it's cool.
It is cool. but I think we can safely assume that she is not pregnant when fighting.
Sure. She is a child. Yes. So I just don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Also, a note to anyone out there making fan art. She's a child.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do it of her and Super, like, I guess go nuts, but, like...
Calm down.
Z Videl. Yeah, calm down. You could have also just been talking to me because I smacked my computer saying that.
Yeah. But, yeah.
All right. Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan Vegeta, 1 out of 2.
1 out of 2.
Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan Vegeta, 0 out of 2.
0 out of 2.
Gotenks again.
Wait, 0 out of 1, you mean? For Super Saiyan God, Saiyan Vegeta.
Yes, excuse me. I typed it right, I said it wrong.
Right.
Gotenks again, 0.5 out of 2.
Right, because it's Goten, and mm-hmm. Goten is... For some reason, I went as, like, 0.25. Maybe because of my original fusion thing. I was like, oh, it's one being.
Mm-hmm. And then when you fixed it, you didn't fix the original number, and you were like, oh, wait, is Goten, you got a generational problem? It's like, okay, no, this is easier to fix than that.
Yeah.
Piccolo, 0-1.
0-1.
Teen Gohan.
Teen Gohan is... Point... No. Oh, 1.5.
He's the only person, I believe, to be more than one Goku.
Right, because he generates the ghost of Goku.
So he's a 1.5 Gokus.
And because of the way, because we didn't talk about it, but the way that Dragon Ball like handles ghosts is that it is the same person.
It's the same person.
So, yeah. 1.5 Goku.
I know, this is what I'm talking about. The math is so much more complicated than people ever gave it credit for.
Mm-hmm.
SSJ4 Gogeta, 1 out of 2.
1 out of 2.
Majin Buu, 0-1. Beerus, 0-1. Hit, 0-1. Goku Black. Sittin' back. Now.
It is...
You will see a lot of math about this. You will see people say... that he's one Goku because it's a Goku. His name's Goku.
Mm-hmm.
You will see, and a one Goku, one person. You will hear people say, it's half a Goku because it's Goku with someone else's spirit. You'll hear, you could make the argument that it's a quarter of a Goku because Zamasu's there.
But
here we are.
Here we are.
It has all been leading to this moment.
Mm-hmm.
If the ghost is just the person.
Right.
There's no ghost here.
So,
is he zero?
I don't. Here's the,
is he
here's,
no Goku?
Here's the,
or is he? Or should we consider him like Goku's kid?
I think here's the thing. Okay,
wait.
It's Goku's body.
Yes. Do we need to talk about Lemonade again?
No, but we counted Vegeta for Super Baby. As one, because Super Baby took over Vegeta's body.
That's true.
So I'm saying for consistency, is Zamasu from the future taking over Goku's body?
But,
mm-hmm.
The thing with Super Baby is that Vegeta's still in there. He just doesn't have control anymore.
Right, this is Goku's corpse.
Basically. Goku ain't in there anymore.
It's just he's taking his body and he's like doing all sorts of wacky moves. That is a
mm-hmm.
fuck.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great question. It might be a zero.
It might be a zero.
Because I think it really is like there. So I mean, it made sense for Super Baby too.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, it was taking over Vegeta's body.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's, but Vegeta is still in there.
It's still in there. And I think
this is the corpse of Goku.
And it's a situation where the, like, I wouldn't trust Akira Toriyama to do this math.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so I will accept the things he said, but areas where he hasn't spoken, I'm not going to assume his logic because I don't think it applies.
Right.
And we are sitting here as two queer folks
mm-hmm.
who have a lot of thoughts about identity and what bodies matter. And I think if you take someone's body and their soul is just gone, it's not in there anymore, they're not there.
Right. It's like he's basically doing one very elaborate Weekend at Bernie's.
He's doing a Doomsday of Bernie's.
Doomsday of Bernie's.
Bernie floating over you holding a huge purple ball of energy.
As he forms a scythe, which is really fucking cool. Goku Black's a fucking cool villain.
He's like, let me tell you about the Zero Bernie plan.
I think you're right. I think your argument has swayed me. I think Goku Black might be a 0 out of 2.
A 0 out of 2. Which
he has taken the name, he's taken the body, but that is not a Goku in
That's
there.
Not Goku.
Like, he's taken his voice, he's taken everything,
mm-hmm.
but he hasn't taken his spirit. And we had already established the spirits are basically in the Toriyama's universe.
Wait.
What?
Do we know this?
What do you mean?
I guess I always assumed all of that. Do we know for a fact that Goku is not in there anymore, like with Super Baby?
Well, I think it's because... Think about the permanent fusion situation with
Zamasu. You're right.
There's only one voice.
Wait, but now you're saying that it's a fusion.
I'm okay.
Oh, you were just using the permanent voice as an established the single voice as an example of permanence of the rule
yes,
of permanence.
The rule of permanence.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a permanent thing because that's Zamasu.
Mm-hmm.
Goku Black is just Zumasu.
But Super Baby 2 just has one voice. I don't think it works in this situation.
Fuck, you're right.
Because you have to have the ability to participate to be one of the voices. And Vegeta in Super Baby 2 is in there, but does not have the ability to be one of the voices. Now, the reason we know Vegeta's in there is because the reversion can happen. There is never any implication that Goku could hit him in just the right key spot and Goku and the other Goku would get his power back or anything.
I think they established... Hold on, let me check the fucking fan wiki, I guess. This is the first time we've had to...
We came close with Janemba. Janemba was dangerous.
Okay, all right, hold on. Goku, I don't need the... Okay, Goku Black. All right, here we go. Fucking, it just...
takes me to the page for Zamasu.
It takes me to the page
for Zamasu. Well, it's still Zamasu. I have the information we need.
Fictional character, here we go, Wikipedia. He's introduced as Goku Black and Dragon Ball Super. Let me look at some more details. Within the series, Zamasu is originally an apprentice of Supreme Kai in Universe 10. Hijacking Son Goku's mortal body using the Super Dragon Balls as part of the Project Zero Mortals.
But that doesn't answer the question.
He travels to an alternate future and the brink of extinction. Complete his plan, he joins forces with future timelines. Zamasu, who's made indestructible, the character has been positively received. Blah, blah, blah. Abilities. Okay, here we go. He's able to perform most of Goku's abilities, including teleportation skill. Black Kamehameha.
Oh.
What?
Kyrie, this is so simple.
What?
We were overlooking part of the story. I mean, you haven't seen Super.
No, I haven't.
You know what the wish is?
What's the wish?
He swaps bodies. So Goku is in Zamasu's body, and then he just goes and kills that Zamasu. So it is, in fact, Zero Goku's. We saw there wasn't it. Thank you, Toriyama.
Thank you, Toriyama.
This is
going
to keep me up at night.
If we messed this logic. One up. But you're right. Yeah, it's. Yeah, he swaps bodies and Goku's not in there anymore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then, by the same extension, there's no Goku in Fused Zamasu.
Yeah.
There's no Goku in Jiren.
Nope. Kefla. Is interesting.
Kefla is
an interesting conversation. And we talked about this a little bit. So, if I recall, Kale is the legendary Super Saiyan, aka a universe. Which universe is she from?
6, I think?
Yeah, I think so. She's like. That's another hero there. She is the alternate version of Broly.
Yes.
It is, however, implied that Kalifa is an alternate version of Goku.
Well, and that's sort of, that one is takes some leaps of logic, but also there's chains to get there, right? It is very clear that Kaba, mm-hmm. who is the prince of all Saiyans, mm-hmm. who has some traits after Vegeta, who Vegeta sees a lot of himself in and takes under his wing, Kaba is clearly supposed to be alternate dimension Vegeta.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of our three Saiyans, two of the three are pretty credibly established to be alternate reality versions of Saiyans we've seen. What other, like, who else could it be? Do you want to believe that Kalifa is Ultra Dimension Turles or Nappa? I don't think that makes sense.
Right, because it is like going Super Saiyan is a special thing that only a select number of people can do.
And she fights by instinct.
Mm-hmm.
She has a natural instinctive talent where, like, I mean, she goes Super Saiyan because Kaba explains what it feels like to go Super Saiyan, and she goes Super Saiyan based on that.
Right.
That she's just like, oh, it's like this, and she just does it.
Right. And which is something that, like, granted, the reason Goku went Super Saiyan in the first place was because of anger.
But
that is a pure emotion.
Like, and also because he was the first one, right? I could totally see if Vegeta had gone first and explained what it felt like, Goku figuring it out.
Oh, yeah,
that seems
absolutely.
Totally possible.
That would be like, there's gotta be a moment in the show where, like, Vegeta explains something to Goku and Goku just, like, gets it.
I mean, there's certainly examples of people explaining things like teleportation to Goku and he just gets it.
Right.
So, or the Kaioken.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, it's like he just learns by pure instinct and, by extension, Kalifa does the same thing.
I don't know if it's pure instinct. I would say it's just ultra instinct.
Oh, shut up.
Kyrie, I saw the slight movement of the mouth of, I want to hit this person. And it is, that is, now you understand, those are the treats I look for. You just popped a cookie in my mouth.
Oh, boy.
Now, that was a fun conversation.
That was fun.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Because if you're an alternate dimension version of someone, you're a different person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still 0 out of 2.
0 out of 2.
It's fun, though.
It was really fun. It was a fun little thing to think about.
Mm. I know they're never gonna, but I really just want them to now make the show about cauliflower.
Yeah.
But that's never gonna happen. There's gonna be no Universe 6 adventure. Maybe someone will be allowed to make a spin-off manga for 2 volumes before it gets shut down.
Right.
Okay, math time.
Math time. Okay, again, we can ignore all the zeros.
Okay.
We already have our number of 62, so let's count up the Gokus.
Okay, 1.
1.
Plus 1.
Plus 1.
Plus 1. Plus 1. Plus 0.5. Plus 1. Plus 0.5. Plus 0.142.
Hold on. 142.
857.
857.
1429.
Okay.
Plus 1.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 0.5. Plus 1. Plus 0.5. Plus 1.5.
Plus 1.5.
Shout outs to Gohan.
Shout outs to Gohan.
Plus 1. Equals.
11 point. All right, you ready?
Yes.
11.642857.1429.
Okay. Now.
Let's get.
Divide that number.
But let's.
I'll write it down, but we won't say it yet.
Okay, okay. Divide it by 62.
Divide it by 62.
Here's our number. It's a nightmare number.
All right. Okay.
Okay, but.
Vegeta first.
Vegeta first.
Okay, so now.
Vegeta's number was.
8.142857.1429.
Hold on, I missed.
Okay, 7.1429 divided by 62.
Divided by 62. So, the number of Vegeta in Dragon Ball FighterZ as of patch 1.29, assuming they won't add any more characters, we have to do this whole fucking thing again.
All right. Well, we could probably just issue a press release. Well, no, we couldn't.
No,
you're right. We'd have to do the whole thing again.
Yeah.
So there's the percentage.
The percent is. Hold on.
I wrote it. Here.
You wrote it.
Yeah.
13.13. I can barely. I have to reach over. 13.13364055%.
Yes.
That is the number of Vegeta.
That is what percent of the game's roster is Vegeta.
Right. And, I mean, I think we've done a lot of math here, but mm-hmm. I think I was correct. Goku is the most represented character in this game with a number of...
I mean, well, okay. Hang on.
Before we say,
Goku's the most represented... We only did the math for 2 characters. I'm not saying we do more now. I'm saying... These are preliminary results.
These are preliminary
results. You can do your own studying. If you want to say, well, actually, if you think about it, thanks to Kefla, thanks to Boa, maybe there's more role. If you want to do the math yourself for other characters, tell me all about it.
But for now, I'm going to bed. For now, we have established the percentage of Goku.
And the percentage of Dragon Ball FighterZ as of Season 3, that is Goku, is... 18.7788.0184%.
We did it. That's a lot of Goku.
That's much less Goku than I thought, though.
My original numbers were, like, closer to the 20s.
Honestly, even with the contingencies and the rules that we established, I still assumed it would be over 20.
Yeah, me too. I'm shocked that we got a sub 20 number.
King. Well, I mean, he's a king for it. Captain Ginyu really helping folks out here. Yeah, with his fucking five people.
Yeah, exactly.
Boy. What a...
What a journey.
What a journey. We played a game earlier today. We played some Dragon Ball FighterZ earlier today where we had five Gokus and Bardock.
Yeah.
So, and now that we know, we should have done five Bardocks and Teen Gohan. Then we would have had even more we would have had more than six Gokus in a match.
We would have had...
If you allow teams to have... If you have matching between... Like, people are allowed to not be totally exclusive. The maximum number of Gokus you can have in one fight...
Mm-hmm.
Is seven.
Hold on. 1.25, 1.5. So that's three. And then there's four more in the slot. Yeah, that is...
You can have seven Gokus in one fight.
That's pretty wild.
That's pretty wild.
Tell you what else is wild. It's nearly fucking midnight. I have to drive back. It's a whole thing.
Thank you for joining me on this journey.
This was a lot of fun. This was just a dumb idea. Stupid. But we had fun.
You know, Kyrie, listen.
Yes.
Where can people find you on the internet?
People can find me on the internet at Kyrie page on twitter.com. That is where I post things. I can't remember the last joke I made, so I'm not going to plug it.
I think the last joke you made was about Kefla, wasn't it, just now? You met on Twitter. I'm joking.
No. Whoa.
Too meta for this late at night.
Too meta.
Yeah. Kyrie is great. Check her out. Check her out on various podcasts.
I do a lot of podcasts. I'm on Oops a lot. And that's kind of like the main show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Ultimate Survivor Prize is still kind of on a hiatus because Jen and I had to move into a new place. It was a whole thing. But
also a great backlog for that one anyway. So.
Oh, yeah. Danganronpa is a unique nightmare in and of itself.
We're going to have to count how many Conway it is at some point.
Well, okay.
No. This is me actually backing out of a joke. You got it. You won. I'm putting down the gun.
Okay. Backing up. Where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter at SixDetmar, SixDetmar. My DMs are open if you have done math for someone else. Go ahead. I'm there.
My assumption is still Goku is the most represented, followed by Vegeta, followed by Gohan. But
if you want to, you know, listen, if you want to do math, including dramatic finishes, if you want to be more hellish than we are,
mm-hmm.
then please feel free. Start wondering about how many characters Shenron counts as and mm-hmm. all that jazz. I'm not doing that. I'm saying thank you for joining us. Check out Scanline Media. Scanline.com, patreon.com/scanlinemedia. And our sign off for this podcast, go the fuck to bed.
Just do it. Good night, everyone.